This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is the 25th day of June, 2020. My name is Lee Elsie, and if you don't know by now, I'll remind you, Tuesdays and Thursdays, there's this giant cushy chair, leather chair, that I get a chance to sit in. Wayne kicks me out in an hour, but Tuesdays and Thursdays I get a chance to spend an hour with the folks across the entire country, again, from sea to shining sea, whether you're listening in Long Island or Oklahoma City or St. Louis, Las Vegas, California, everywhere in between. And listen, we'll take some calls in the second segment if you guys want to try to weigh in on something and call on something, get something off your chest. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-WAR-TALK. I'd be happy to hear from you. And of course, if you want to email me, my email is confusing, but LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com. I have a hard name to spell. It's LeeElsie radio@gmail.com. Love to hear from you wherever you may be. We get a lot of emails on a regular basis now from places like Michigan and actually Florida and California as well, and I appreciate all the folks out there who have tuned in because they listen right here on the USA Radio Network. Let us begin with these monuments. I have to ask a couple of questions about this. In your mind, is a statue of somebody who did whatever from 400 or 500 years ago, 200 years ago, whoever it may be, wherever that statue may be, is it up because it's history? Is it up because it's art? Is it up because of adoration? Why is it where it is? I mean, there are thousands of monuments that are scattered across the American landscape, ranging in exquisite beauty of the Lady Liberty statue to the awe-inspiring magnitude of Mount Rushmore and everything in between. And these statues and sculptures, to me, sort of resemble like a giant jigsaw puzzle. And if I was looking at it from above, you know, you put it all together and you piece these jigsaw puzzles together, and it's a look back in time, and you try to make it look like the cover on the box if you've ever done a jigsaw puzzle. Well, you take one of those statues out, or a couple of those statues out, the picture on the box doesn't look the same. It changes. But what still makes someone's life worthy of being memorialized? What is it? Is it an unblemished lifetime of heroism, philanthropy, bravery, genius, maybe a lineage of decisively positive, history-altering leadership? Would you need to possess multiple combinations of these attributes in order to be considered monument-worthy? And that was in quotation marks, by the way. It would seem Herculean, right? If someone like me, a mere mortal, were to reach mystical qualities laudable for such canonization, how would you get to that point? But remember, our forefathers freely handed out this honor. There are statues of our forefathers everywhere. So for generations, a lot of these bronze images, slabs of granite, limestone, marble, have enjoyed wide breaths of leniency, right? They are all over the place, and for the longest time, nobody questioned them. No longer. So now there are cries coming from the street to tear them down. Much to do with the treatment of blacks, slavery. A lot has to do with that. Or Indians, you can't say that, indigenous people. So what deed of hypocrisy, what misstep of justice, past or present, would cause some hero to lose his Palladian statue and erode to dust? It would have to be something as egregious as being a slave owner, right? Something like that. or even terms like betrayal, treason, cowardice, brutality? How about infidelity? Would that go on the list? How far would you go? Is it just slave owners, or is it somebody who was brutal? Is it somebody who was a coward? Is it somebody who was a traitor? If they have a monument somewhere, do we rip that down? So who and who's the deciding factor, or what's the deciding factor in what monuments live and what monuments die? Clearly right now it's the mob. It's the mob, not the Cosa Nostra, you know, Tony Soprano mob. No, not that mob. It's the lunatic, crazy, nutty, disorderly, causing trouble, damaging property mob. The mob is in hurry, by the way. This mob that you see at all of these locations throughout the country that are trying to tear down these statues, they're in a hurry to, I guess, right perceived wrongs and lay waste to the eyesores of what they perceive as injustice, right? They got their sledgehammers out and they are ready to smash. Smash, smash, smash. What will they smash next? So as you know, again, hundreds of Confederate statues have been destroyed, vandalized, removed. Now they're after George Washington. Now they're after Thomas Jefferson. Now they're after, for God's sake, they went after Ulysses S. Grant. I mean, give me a break. Lincoln. I mean, come on. Ulysses S. Grant and Lincoln, if there are two statues that you should think would remain, it would be the two of them. But no, everything now is judged under this extreme microscope. And nobody, in the eyes of the mob, I guess, is worthy of a statue. So what will be in place of all, if all the statues fall, what goes in their place? What comes out of all this insanity? And I've been somebody who's come on and said, okay, I'm more in favor of, see, I don't like hero worship. I don't believe in it. Even when I was a kid, I didn't have heroes. Sorry to say. I don't look to sports figures or actors or whoever as a hero. It just, you know, it seemed like it was a lot to ask of somebody. People are human and they make mistakes. So maybe we shouldn't have anything. Maybe we should take down all the statues. But then are you going to implode the Washington Monument? Are we going to bulldoze the Jefferson Memorial? Is that the next thing? I mean, can you imagine if Joe Biden is the president of the United States? Think about this for a second. Joe Biden is the president of the United States. And Kamala Harris is his VP. And this mob mentality continues. Can you see on a hot summer August night in Washington, CNN carrying the implosion of the Washington Monument? Can you see that coming? It could happen. We're living in such an upside down world. I mean, I could see it happen. I mean, it seems clear maybe to the left. Let's get rid of Columbus, Robert E. Lee, Stonewall Jackson. Get rid of them all. But what happens when these sledgehammers that have been striking all of these monuments, what happens when they run out of things to break apart? What do they do then? Are we going to build something in its place, or are we just completely wiping out the past? And I actually am somebody who is willing to discuss the Confederate statues, right? I'm willing to discuss that because I think in some places, maybe they're over. I lived in the South for a long time, and maybe in some places it's a little overdone. Maybe Confederate statues need to be placed strategically in places of importance as far as battles go. Right? There should be no issue with a Robert E. Lee statue somewhere where the battle was important. But you got to remember, this Confederate Army fought to keep slavery alive, and they succeeded. So to protect them, it's a very slippery slope when it comes to that. And to me, I don't think I have all that much of an issue with having that discussion. Some of the other ones, though, it's insane. But there's also that thought, you give these liberal anarchists an inch and they run wild with it. So people are thinking to themselves, maybe I can't do that. Not only do we have the chaos with the monuments, and that's continuing to go on, and I guess President Trump decided to bring a whole bunch of National Guard troops into Washington to protect the monuments, and good for him for doing that. But there's also a heck of a lot of other chaotic things that are going on. Things as nutty as people, you know, being fired for challenging the, I guess the word I'm looking for, challenging Black Lives Matter as it comes to their protests and their violent nature, right? So there was a professor, a teacher, I think it was in Washington, she lost her job because she was one of the few that said, well, you know, all lives matter. Don't all lives matter? You can't say all lives matter anymore. Because apparently that is not PC enough, not PC correct enough. So that woman lost her job, which is incredible. It actually was a Catholic teacher fired for that. Fired for saying all lives matter and fired for the idea that her remarks about Black Lives Matter being a pseudo-violent group got her fired. You can't have an opinion. How can we live in a country where you're not giving someone who's a teacher of kids or even young adults an opportunity to speak their mind? And talk as if, you know, they have their own brain. I mean, is it only left views that are allowed to sort of float no matter what? I mean, we know for how long have we been privy to the idea that these teachers, and in particular in universities and high schools across the country, have absolutely engineered a left mindset to the kids. So if somebody speaks out in a different way, they lose their job, but it's okay for a professor to actually just keep pumping left ideas into kids' heads over and over again, causing them to, you know, go off the left deep end. It's nuts to me. All right, listen, we got a lot to get to. We're going to have a special guest at the bottom of the hour. Going to invite my good pal Colonel Rob Simmons in to spend a little bit of time with us. Then we'll chat with Cully Stimson from the Heritage Foundation. Again, but we'll be right back. Got a lot to talk about. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Wayne L. LaRue for the MAGA Mall. TheMAGAMall.com. The MAGA Mall is your one-stop online shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps, t-shirts, flags, face masks, coins, jewelry, and other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats. They pride themselves in offering the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps on the market at the most competitive prices, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. The vast majority of the MAGA caps available on the market today are pure junk. The MAGA Mall caps are made from premium cotton with the finest embroidery. Everything on their caps is embroidered. Every star and every stripe, the presidential seal, even the president's signature. When you purchase a cap from the MAGA Mall, you can rest assured you're buying the finest MAGA cap made. They have Rolls-Royce caps at Chevrolet prices. Get 10% off your order. Use promo code WAR10. That's WAR10 at checkout for the highest quality MAGA products. Go to themagamall.com. That's the, themagamall.com. Themagamall.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, and do I have a perfect book at the perfect time for you? Dr. Nancy Wolf is a conservative and capitalist professor emeritus in the psychology department at UCLA, where she spent 30 years. She studied and taught about the human mind. She knows exactly what we need to hear right now as chaos and crisis descend around us. Her book is Conscious Matrix. Nancy explains why the liberals, socialists, and globalists try to destroy us right now, will not and cannot succeed, because we as Americans are wired to win, to be the greatest nation and the greatest people ever in the history of mankind. Our biology, our history, our culture, all these things are pre-wired in our minds and souls. We're literally pre-wired to win. Nancy says we have more light in our hearts and minds when we are right with God. And she says together, God, President Trump, and conservative Americans will save the soul of America. We will win. We are literally predestined to win. This is the book you need to read now. Today, purchase Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com. Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com, or available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Major sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction, so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allen Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
The MAGA Mall is one of the sponsors of this show and the sponsors of this segment. And it is your one-stop online shopping mall, the MAGA Mall. Don't forget to put the in front, the MAGA Mall. One-stop shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps, T-shirts, flags, coins, jewelry, other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats. They pride themselves in offering the largest selection, the finest quality MAGA caps on the market at the most competitive prices, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. And the vast majority of the MAGA caps available on the market today are pure junk. The MAGA Mall caps are made from premium cotton with the finest embroidery. Everything on the caps is embroidered, every star and stripe, presidential seal, even the president's signature. When you purchase a cap from the MAGA Mall, you can rest assured you're buying the finest MAGA cap made. They have Rolls-Royce caps at Chevrolet prices. Get 10% off your order. Use promo code WAR10. That's WAR10. So it's a Rolls-Royce quality at a Chevrolet price. And then we give you another 10% off when you say WAR10 for Wayne Allen Root. WAR10. For the highest quality MAGA products, go to themagamall.com. That's V-T-H-E. MAGAMall.com. Thanks for sponsoring the show.
One constant through all the years, Ray, has been baseball. America's rolled by like an army of steamrollers. It's been erased like a blackboard, rebuilt and erased again. Baseball marked the time. This field, this game, is a part of our past, Ray. It reminds us of all that once was good, and it could be again. Oh, people will come, Ray. People will definitely come.
I tell you, does baseball and James Earl Jones just go together, man, like peanut butter and jelly? I mean, it's just as good as it gets. That guy is, I mean, every time he speaks, you get chills up the back of your neck. I do anyway. So baseball, I guess, is back. We'll spend a couple minutes talking about sports. I know Wayne doesn't do that all that much, but this is sort of my my wheelhouse. So the idea that we were going to go a season without the game of baseball because the players and the owners couldn't get together and they were fighting about millions of dollars, it was going to put a stain on the game, but they figured it out and the clubs got together and you're going to get a 60-game season. So if you're a fan, you'll get something, I hope, hopefully, if in fact COVID-19 doesn't destroy it once again, as it's popping up all over the country, sort of hot pockets all over the place. So how they're going to do it is not that it's in question. I question it. I don't know if they're going to get the 60 games in. I don't know what happens if four or five players get sick on a team. I don't expect players to get sick to the point where they die, but we were talking about this today. And when I was younger, obviously, and single and playing baseball, nothing could stop me. No injury could stop me. You know, not that you couldn't be too tired to play. You weren't out too late the night before. You got up and you played because it was a game. It was baseball. But this is a little different because if you get sick and you bring it home to your wife or your kids, it's a dynamic changer. So I'm not as angry at the players who are questioning as I may have been 20 years ago. Because, they're looking out maybe for their kid who might have asthma or their kid who might have low blood counts in certain areas or their wife, the same idea. So I hope this works. I hope they figure it out. I hope they come up with the right scenario. 60 games, I hate a couple of the rule changes. Now, I know Chris is a big baseball fan, so jump in if you want. But yeah. I hate three things I hate. I don't like the DH in the National League.
That's for communist.
Exactly. I am a purist of baseball.
Anymore they ain't.
Number two is I don't like the three batter minimum rule. If you don't know what that is, it means if you bring in a pitcher, that pitcher must face three batters.
Right?
And the worst one of all, which makes it like a carnival ride, the extra inning rule, where a guy starts on second base in the 10th inning. Yeah. They're killing my game slowly, man.
Major league T-ball. That's what it's looking like.
It's terrible, man. It's terrible.
Everybody wins.
Well, let's see if it actually gets off the ground. I'm rooting that we get some action. People get something to do, something to watch. If I were going to bet on this, I probably wouldn't. Let's put it that way. I'm still very, 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 very unsure whether or not this season is going to get off the ground and at least finish. But anyway, my quick look at baseball. We'll take a break. Listen, couple guests coming up in the next half hour. You're going to love the next one if you haven't heard him. Colonel Rob Simmons joins me for 10 minutes next. Keep it here on the USA Radio Network.
We all need to do our part.
And so that we care.
Look, Matt.
I wear a mask to protect you.
You wear a mask to protect me.
Let's all wear a mask to stop the spread of coronavirus and save lives.
Good reasons for the public and business owners to wear and offer face masks. But not just any mask. Cheap doesn't mean protection. Sunny-Bay.com has the best value of high-quality N95 or disposable face masks anywhere. Get disposable Level 1 face masks now, a 20-pack starting at only $12. Or a 10-pack of N95 respirator masks is only $34. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $35. Choose your level of protection at sunny-bay.com. Prices are low, but supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or N95 face masks. Ask about volume discounts available for all businesses. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Democratic-led House is debating a sweeping police reform bill. Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan says a Democratic police reform bill will hurt Americans.
This concept, most insane public policy proposal I have ever heard, and I've been in politics a few years. This will make our community, certainly will make our communities less safe.
A vote is expected Thursday on that bill. Vice President Mike Pence is in Ohio speaking at Lordstown Motors. Pence says coronavirus testing in America continues to increase.
We're actually testing more than 500,000 Americans every single day, and we'll soon have tested 30 million Americans all across this country. We met the moment. We met the moment with American innovation.
President Trump in Wisconsin taking part in a Fox News town hall tonight. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2140.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. In today's world, especially with the economic shutdown and slowdown we've all just experienced, violent crime is on the rise. Will you or your family be the next victims? What if I told you you can learn to protect yourself and your loved ones for free? For my personal protection, I recommend training at FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility located near Las Vegas, Nevada. And due to our relationship with FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, I've arranged for you and your family to train there free of charge. Yes, it's true, but there are limited spaces. Enter frontsight.com/radio into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge. No hidden surprises or catches. Supply limited. Enter frontsight.com/radio. After your first free course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population. Guaranteed. Nobody does it better than FrontSight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. See you at FrontSight.
This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as The Warrior, the sponsor of this show is otherwise known as OptiVita, and it's their main product is OptiVita Nano Silver Soul. Say that four times fast. OptiVita Nano Silver Soul, which I drink every day now, is a new patented silver technology that supports your immune system. And in multiple lab tests, it destroys dozens of dangerous pathogens within minutes. Unlike other silver products that can only kill a single pathogen cell, OptiVita Nano Silver Soul can disarm and disable dozens of pathogens before it safely leaves your body. With more than 50 U.S. patents, OptiVita Nano Silver Soul is the leader in patented silver products, and they charge 50% less than leading competitors. OptiVita Nano Silver Soul is available for your health as a liquid, a skin gel, or a lozenge, a throat lozenge. OptiVita Silver is so confident you'll feel the difference. They offer a 30-day return guarantee, and I've arranged for them to create special bundles and discounts off their already low prices. All you do is when you call up, you say discount code Wayne. Discount code Wayne. Call toll free 844-5-SILVER. Toll free 844-5-SILVER. 844-5-SILVER. Or go to patentedsilver.com because, of course, they've got more than 50 U.S. patents for their silver products. Patentedsilver.com.
We are back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, Raw and Unfiltered. And you've heard him, I think, twice before here on this network. My next guest is joining me here in my studio in Connecticut, and I appreciate him coming out here this afternoon. Rob Simmons is a political mentor, former congressman, Vietnam veteran, colonel in the United States Army, and former operative in the CIA. And I'm lucky enough to have him on my show once a week, but every once in a while I want to bring him to the national stage. And today is that day. He has come in here, and he's truly, and I rarely use this word, he's pissed off. He's angry, he's mad, he's throwing stuff around, and you're frustrated today. I've never seen this before.
I don't know what to say.
You don't even know where to begin.
I just don't know where to begin.
You're mad as hell.
I'm mad as hell, and I got to take it, because you know what? If you stop fighting,
yeah,
you're dead.
You die.
You're finished.
Yeah.
4 years, I fought the commies in Vietnam.
Yeah.
What am I doing now?
Fighting them again.
Fighting them in Connecticut.
That's right.
Right here in Connecticut. And New York City, my birthplace. And New Jersey. And Boston, where I went to school. And Philadelphia, where I went to school. They're everywhere.
Right.
They have taken over the United States of America, and they've done it just the way they said they would. It's just no surprise here. I'm humiliated. You humiliated me.
I did.
You humiliated
How?
Me with your commentary.
What did I say?
You said, some about, you know, Marxism and communism and Black Lives Matter. The colonel said something about that a while ago. He gave me some stuff, and you know how he is.
That's not what I said.
He probably is suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder. Something bad happened in Vietnam. He's got a little bit of a loose screw, and besides, he's old. They say stuff.
That is not
old
true.
Old people.
This is a made up.
I mean, he gave
made
me,
up argument.
What did you say? You said
I have this information. Yeah, that Black Lives Matter.
Where was it?
It's right here.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I've used it multiple times.
You gave it to your secretary.
It
to
was
file.
Weeks ago, and I used it right away.
She would have filed it, except she's afraid to come in the studio.
When I did the show on the race show, I talked to the Black Lives Matter people. I read from that.
Thank you very much, because I only gave it to you like a month and a half ago. And what is it? Reds exploiting blacks.
Yes.
What does that mean?
The communists exploiting
the reds.
Blacks. Yeah.
Oh, not red states?
No.
Like Republicans?
No.
The Republican red states, because the Democrats are blue states?
Correct.
Which again, is part of the name game. The demo commies play the name game of using names that they think help their cause. So they want to be blue, and we're reds. Reds, the reds are the commies. It's not the Republicans.
Sure.
Okay. Reds exploiting blacks. The roots of Black Lives Matter. That's the title of this piece.
That's what it is.
By Jim Simpson. And it's about 20 pages long. And it's got charts and graphs. But you know what it really does? It follows the money. And it says that by pressuring and intimidating Democrat candidates such as Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders of Vermont, they have embraced the cause. They've embraced the cause of Marxism,
right,
shielded under the guise of civil rights, Black Lives Matter.
Mm.
And now the leadership of the Black Lives Matter have publicly announced that they're Marxists, okay? And so what is one component, just one component of the Marxist takeover of any country, but now the Marxist takeover of America? What is it? What did Karl Marx say? Karl Marx said,
yeah,
the first battleground is against the history of a nation.
Right.
What does that mean? Well, first of all, it's a battleground, yeah, okay? So you're not having a tea party and a little chit-chat.
Right.
You're not having your cucumber sandwiches, right, and a little tea with a little silver spoon in it.
Yeah.
Do you want lemon or sugar? You know, let's talk. Let's talk about the history of the nation. Are there good parts or bad parts? No!
No.
It's a battleground. So what do you do?
Fight.
The first battleground, Karl Marx, the first battleground is, yeah, against the history of a nation.
Okay.
Okay, so it's a battleground. And I just made the joke. You know, you're not... Carl. Hi, Carl. Let's sit in a comfy chair, a lazy boy, and let's talk about this. Let's have tea and crumpets.
Right.
No, it's, yeah, a battleground. It's a war.
Yeah.
So what do you do in war? I was told when I joined the Army, in the Army, you kill people and break things.
Yeah.
Yeah. You destroy property and you kill people.
Okay.
Okay. So that becomes a battle. That's the battleground.
All right.
So what is happening in the Democrat cities across America?
It's a battleground.
It is a battleground.
Sure.
Are they destroying property?
Yes.
Are they seizing property?
Yes.
In a war, do you seize property?
Sure.
Was the D-Day landing an effort to go visit Paris?
No.
Where they say, hey, guys, you know, no, we've been in this war for a while and we're locked up in England, and the food sucks, and the women aren't that pretty. They, yeah, have the snaggle teeth.
Yeah.
But you know what? Why don't we go over to France? Because I'm told the food is really good over there, and the chicks are really cute.
Yeah.
So, okay, let's. What do we call it? We'll call it D-Day.
Yeah.
No. No, you seize territory. You know, Pork Chop Hill, what's, yeah, that all about? Seize territory. Iwo Jima, getting to the top of Suribachi, putting the American flag up there,
right,
not the Black Lives Matter flag. If Fidel Castro was alive today, he'd be so happy. Or Khrushchev,
yeah,
you know, he took his shoe off at the UN. We will bury you. Well, guess what? We're being buried.
Yeah.
We're being buried. So anyway, the first battleground is against the history of a nation. Do they go into a library and burn history books?
They will eventually.
They will eventually. What do they do right off the bat, Lee?
They knock the monuments down.
Oh, yeah. That's easy enough.
Yeah, it's right there.
Easy enough, sure, isn't it? Let's see. I have a book here.
Yeah.
It's the writings of Abraham Lincoln. Let's see here. This is interesting. January 1st, 1863, Lee, a proclamation from Abraham Lincoln. It says that on the first day of January in the year of our Lord. Uh-oh, got to get rid of that.
Yep.
Yeah, get the religion out
Strike
of here.
That out of
Separation
there.
Of church, sure, and state. Shame, sure, on you,
yep,
Mr. Lincoln,
yep,
for talking about the Lord. All persons, ooh, this is interesting. All persons held as slaves,
yep,
shall be then and forever free. Well, wait a minute. You mean Lincoln freed the slaves? But he was a Republican. Right?
Yeah, sure.
I thought he was the first Republican president.
Yeah.
And he freed the slaves.
I know.
But the Republicans are the bad guys.
Yeah.
The Democrats are the good guys.
Yeah.
I mean, don't you read the paper? The Republicans are the bad ones.
Yeah.
They hate black people. Now, that's what you would be led to believe.
Well, sure.
Well, the Republican President Trump is a racist. We all know that.
Right.
Just because he has pictures with his arms around Muhammad Ali, you know, and other sports folks who happen to be black, doesn't, mm-hmm, mean he really likes them. He's,
right,
a racist.
Sure.
He's trying to use them.
It's a photo op.
It's a photo op.
Yeah.
It's a photo op.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's a photo op. So here we go. This is part of the history of our country, that Abraham Lincoln, the first Republican president, who presided over the Civil War that was fought pretty much over the issue of abolition and slavery,
mm-hmm,
right?
Yeah.
And Ulysses S. Grant, who happened to be a Democrat, who fought the war and successfully prosecuted the war and then became a Republican and ran for president, okay?
Mm.
Well, we got to get his statue down, too.
All right.
They say he owned a slave. Did
one.
He own a slave?
Well, they gave it to him.
Who was it?
Somebody gave it to him.
Then somebody gave him a slave.
Then he freed the slave.
And then he freed the slave.
Yeah.
This is an absurdity, and it's an absurdity for anyone who knows the history and knows that the Marxist, communist, Leninist plot against America is to overthrow us because freedom threatens them more than any other thing on the face of the earth. What scares Xi Jinping over there in Zhongguo? What scares President Xi in China more than anything else? What scares him more than anything else?
Freedom.
Thank you. Freedom. How about Putin? How about Vlad Putin, the KGB apparatchik? What about him? What scares him?
Same thing.
Freedom.
Yeah,
freedom. Freedom is scary. Not everybody has it. Most people don't.
Mm.
Why is it that the Chinese, they've got 1.5 billion people, and they're focused on a couple of million in a place called Hong Kong? What's the deal? Why are they so concerned about Hong Kong? Because they're free.
Right.
Hong Kong is the most free nation, country, group of people on the face of the earth. They're number one. We're 17. America's 17. We're the leader of the free world. Not quite.
All right, I got to take a break. You can always reach me, LeeLCRadio@gmail.com. That is LeeLCRadio@gmail.com. Tuesdays and Thursdays, I'm lucky enough to get a chance to sit in the big seat here on the USA Radio Network. We'll be right back.
This is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Our world has changed. When you venture out of your home, sadly, face coverings are the new normal. But the kind you use really matters because they don't all offer the same protection. And we all want the best protection from dangerous particles and bacteria. A highly recommended consumer covering is the Boomer Natural 30-Day 30-Use Protective Face Cover in sizes for adults and children. Made with 3 cloth layers infused with nano-silver technology, it can reduce particles getting to your nose and mouth. Many studies show how effective nano-silver technology is when used in face coverings. It's also comfortable, easy to breathe, easy to speak with. It's made for long wear, breathable protection, even for those with sensitive skin. These face covers can also be used up to 30 days, just hand wash with soap and water at the end of each day of use. Boomer makes these very affordable at less than 30 cents per day. Stock up for the whole family now at BoomerNaturals.com. That's BoomerNaturals.com. Use code WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20%. BoomerNaturals.com. Use code WARRADIO20. Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root. You all know how much I love my nutritional supplements, especially silver. OptiVita Nano Silver Soul is a new patented silver technology that supports your immune system. In multiple lab tests, it destroyed dozens of dangerous pathogens within minutes. Unlike other silver products that can only kill a single pathogen cell, OptiVita Nano Silver Soul can disarm and disable dozens of pathogens before it safely leaves your body. With more than 50 U.S. patents, OptiVita Nano Silver Soul is the leader in patented silver products, and they charge 50% less than leading competitors. OptiVita Nano Silver Soul is available for your health as a liquid, a skin gel, or a throat lozenge. OptiVita Silver is so confident you'll feel the difference. They offer a 30-day return guarantee. I've arranged to have them create special bundles and discounts of their already low prices. These deals are exclusively for my listeners. While supplies last, just use the discount code WAYNE. Call toll-free 844-5-SILVER, 844-5-SILVER. That's 844-5-SILVER. Or go to patentedsilver.com.
raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, we are back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, Raw and Unfiltered. Wayne Allen Root will be here in just a couple of minutes. Special guest, we love talking with our friends over at the Heritage Foundation. Cully Stimson is joining us right now, and I've talked to him in the past, but we're going to talk a little bit about police and the chaos in the streets of New York. They want to defund and dismantle these police departments. Cully, what are they doing?
Well, they're not thinking, obviously, because if you take that to its logical extreme, then there's nobody to enforce the rule of law. Who's going to do that? A bunch of hippies smoking pot in a drum circle? I mean, give me a break. And so, obviously, we need first responders, including police officers, to keep the peace, enforce the law, and be good, honest, upright members of the community, which most are. So this movement will die a slow death, and people will get back to normalcy sooner or later.
You think the president has to step up a little bit more than he has been? Because I keep waiting for him to put the hammer down here. He's got to be the law and order president. The nation is starving for a law and order president.
Oh, I don't think there's any doubt, especially among law enforcement. And I used to be a local, state, and federal prosecutor, various jobs I've had, that this president is a law and order president. But remember, the police power lies with the state, not the federal government. That's not the way our country is organized. And so, frankly, I think it's actually the governors and the mayors who need to become the law and order governors and mayors, because they're the people that control the police departments. There's over 18,000 separate police departments across the country. The president doesn't own most of them. The president's only the chief executive of the federal government, the FBI, and that apparatus. So I honestly think it's been the failure of mayors to stand for law and order, and it's been the failure of some governors to stand for law and order.
How much of this do you think is a planned plot?
Well, I don't think it's spur of the moment. And if you study history and the radical movements on the far left, you'll note that for almost our nation's history, and certainly within the last 100 years, there have been elements of society, fringe elements for the most part, and underground elements, who have wanted to see the destruction of capitalism, who wanted to see the defunding of police, yet at the same time they want to exercise their totalitarian beliefs on everybody. It's sort of ironic. We saw, for example, in the 60s, tens of thousands of bombing around the country. Many of us were young then. We weren't really paying attention to the news. We were riding our bicycles around the neighborhood.
Right.
You know, this strain has been virulent and alive in the country, sometimes more evident than not. Now it's much more evident. But they're not secretive about what their desires are. They want a society that is basically not American, and we're just not going to let it happen because America is a slightly center-to-right country. We believe in the law. We believe in law and order. We believe in the Constitution. We believe in families as the structure of society, and people just aren't going to stand for it.
Charles Cully Stimson, and again, he is a national security, homeland security expert, crime control, drug policy, immigration. He's up there at the Heritage Foundation's website, heritage.org. When you see somebody yelling and screaming in a cop's face because they know right now we're in a PC environment where they can get away with that, how does that make you feel?
Well, I'm disgusted by them. And they're obviously, they got a few loose screws, obviously.
Yeah.
And this is an infinitesimal percentage of society in America. I mean, if you go to most towns and cities, people have respect for nurses, doctors, police, fire, teachers. They're all service providers. Each has their own mission. And so the media, because of social media and the internet, et cetera, make it seem as if this is, you know, a large swath of Americans feel that way about police. They don't. And these kids with tattoos and their shirts off screaming at police are on the fringe of the fringe.
Right.
They're not mainstream America, so we should believe that.
But even some of these politicians have jumped on board.
I can't get into their heads, but it's clearly a failure of leadership. It's a failure to faithfully execute the laws as written. I mean, there are state laws, states have police power, that make criminal vandalism, arson, property theft, burning cars, assaults, etc.
Just give me a minute or two here on reforming the police and what policies actually make sense. I see you wrote a column about that, an op-ed piece. What do you think makes sense? What should we do? And is it mostly common sense stuff that we're talking about?
Well, number one, it's not as if the police departments, 18,000 plus across the country, haven't been reforming all along. They have been. So this idea that we're just all of a sudden coming around to reforming police is a joke. We have been, and they've been in the process continuously of reforming, training, updating their standards, et cetera. Secondly, this is not a federal issue. This is a state and local issue because most police departments at the state and local level. Third, most police departments have banned chokeholds long, long time ago. So while it may feel good for the federal government to enact a ban on chokeholds, and I suspect that may pass, if anything passes, that's going to affect federal officers, most of whom don't do it anyway, and it's not allowed, and very few state police departments. Are there reforms that might make sense? Sure. Like, if and when you find a bad cop, and they're out there, just like there are in every profession, and the union protects them from being fired, maybe they should take a look at the union rules that allow people to hide under civil service protection. So there are some reforms that make sense. There's a lot of reforms that make no sense. And defunding makes zero sense.
Right. Well, I can't thank you enough for coming on. We appreciate it again. Charles Cully Stimson, Heritage.org. I thank you very much, sir. Hopefully we can talk again very soon.
Check. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.